Lise Wheel joins us this morning to discuss her new book, Waking Hours. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and she's won critical acclaim for Waking Hours, All Towns Have Secrets, Some Have Demons. Legal analyst and former federal prosecutor Lise Wheel dives into the battle between good and evil in a new supernatural thriller series. Lise, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Great to be with you.
Well, great to be with you. You're a legal analyst, great mind. Why dive into the world of the supernatural?
Well, first of all, it's a lot of fun, and it's just, you know, it's a nice, easy, spooky read, though, so don't read it while you're trying to go to sleep at night. And I, you know, that's right, I was a federal prosecutor, and now I'm in television, so I've seen a lot of heinous crimes, and so I like to be able to take what I know in real life and translate that to the page, and in Waking Hours, I added a whole layer of supernatural to it, because you've got this forensic psychiatrist, this Dani Harris, who goes by the book. You know, she's just very, you know, educated and in evidence and forensics and science, and she gets together with a former NFL player who's much more spiritual. He's got a very interesting backstory, and he sees things kind of from a different light. And the two of them are trying to solve this murder of a teenager in this idyllic little town in upstate New York. And they realize as they're you know, bringing all their scientific acumen to it, that there's a whole other layer, a supernatural layer, where there really is good versus evil and an angel versus a demon. The book sort of has everything in my mind. It's got some humor, it's got a little romance, but it's also spooky, and you know, it makes you really think about your town and the people in it and what's really going on.
How much of you are in the title character?
You know, you do write about what you know. and my daughter's name is Dani, so I kind of named the main character after my daughter.
Now, I don't want to dig into your personal life, but is there an NFL player that we want to name drop?
I wish. I'm taking resumes. NFL players, line on up. No, there isn't. But my brother is an actor in L.A. right now, and you know, of course, every writer hopes that, you know, maybe their story might be turned into a movie, and I always thought, well, he'd be perfect for that role.
Did you think Waking Hours would be such a success?
No, I mean, well, you never know. That's the thing about writing is I literally sit at my computer with my little post-it notes all over the place, and it's a very solitary thing to write because there's nobody else around by definition. I do it since I do, you know, work full-time at Fox. I do it kind of at night or, you know, whenever I can grab moments on the weekend. So when you're sitting at your computer, you just never know, will anybody actually like this? Will anybody read it? So it's so gratifying to have people not only read it, but they write in at leasewheelbooks.com, or they write in amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and say how much they enjoy it or not, you know, but it's just great to be getting such a reaction. I'm very humbled by it, actually.
And so this is a series.
Yes, it's the first of three, but you can read them all standalone. The story ends. It does have an ending to the story, but it's very clear that there's to be more. And I shouldn't say any more than that about the ending. But don't worry that, oh my gosh, you know, I'm stuck reading three books. And they stand alone. But this is the first. This is the first in the series.
Well, I like Fringe now. I used to watch X-Files. Are we
right?
Talking about that type of genre?
I'd like to think that it's unique, you know, but it is that combination of forensics and very, you know, earthly science and earthly investigation, and that's informed by, you know, my having been a prosecutor. My dad was an FBI agent, so I've just grown up around that world my whole life, and then it's got this flavor, you know, the supernatural flavor. And the other thing, too, is it's published by Thomas Nelson, which is a Christian bookseller. So it's a lot of Christian bookstores. And for that, you're not going to get, you know, detailed sex scenes or there's no cussing or anything like that. So it's good, clean, fun, because I kind of went with that because a lot of the stuff you read where there's just gratuitous, you know, junk in there, and that, to me, is lazy writing. That's just people that, you know, they've got a you know, start putting in a pepper everything with swear words because I think that makes it more exciting. But I don't know. I think it's much more of a challenge to write good, clean mystery.
Lise Wheel is also a Fox News Channel legal analyst. When you see what's going on with Eric Holder and what's going on with the situation at the border and lawsuits and there, tell me about those and other stories that really interest you.
Well, the Eric Holder situation has been kind of twofold this last week. It has not been a good week for the administration. I mean, you have Solyndra, you know, the green company that the Obama administration really was behind, having gone bankrupt pretty much after, you know, we the taxpayers gave $585 million, something like that, $525 million.
You know, after the Bush administration had declined to fund.
Right, right. And so, you know, there really does need to be an investigation into what was going on, how much the White House was involved or not. But it needs to be investigated. And the other big thing that happened this week with Holder, of course, was the Fast and Furious thing. You know, that's the task force that was put together really to run, what they did in effect was they run guns to drug cartels in Mexico, and one border agent ended up dead. Actually, there were two deaths now associated with Fast and Furious. Anyway, in May 3rd of this year, Holder was in front of Congress, and he was asked very specifically, you know, when, sir, did you first hear about the operation known as Fast and Furious? And he said, well, I'm not exactly sure of the date, but it was within the last couple of weeks. The problem with that is I didn't just take the news accounts. I actually read the memos to Eric Holder from, you know, his lower but still high executives in the Department of Justice. And they very clearly talked about Fast and Furious back in July and November. The memos I read were from July and November, the year prior to his testifying in May. And one that concerned me the most was a Week in Review memo to the Attorney General. And it concerned me because, having been a federal prosecutor in the Department of Justice, I know that those Week in Review memos are big deals. I mean, it's the week in review, okay? Only the biggest cases, the biggest operations, make that memo. The memo is often just a couple, you know, 3-4 pages. So it's not like, you know, just, what, you know, what do you want for lunch, Attorney General? You know, something you would forget. This is something that he should have remembered. So I think there needs to be an independent counsel that just takes a look at it and says, you know, maybe it was just a mistake, an honest mistake. Okay, we move on. But it should at least be looked at.
All right, Lise, before we let you go, the underwear bomber case is finally in court now. What's your take on that?
Well, he, as you know, is going to be his own defense, which is going to be interesting. He's got a lawyer that's been assigned to kind of help him, but he said no, he wants to be his own lawyer. You never say slam dunk with prosecutions anymore, but this is a really, really solid case for the prosecution. It may turn into a little bit of a sideshow, though, because this guy is probably going to want to, you know, be making political statements through being an advocate for himself. So I think the court will just have to be really careful and wary of that.
Fox News Channel's legal analyst and author, Lise Wheel, has been joining us this morning. Check out her book, Waking Hours. You can find it anywhere online in bookstores all across the country. Thanks so much, Lise.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.